With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. As nearly 1,000 church leaders from the Midwest convened in Illinois for the Midwest Leadership Summit, Southern Baptist Convention President Ed Litton saluted organizers and those in attendance for the unique regional event. He also praised disaster relief volunteers, citing the example of Michigan teams working in Colorado after wildfires destroyed almost 1,000 homes and structures. At our best, he said, we are brothers and sisters in Christ, working together to spread the gospel. Unity was the underlying theme in Litton's comments. Kirk Kirkland, planter and pastor of Revive City Church in Cincinnati, also spoke at the event. He told of ministry among the homeless and those with addiction. He also spoke of how he's seen God work. He said this type of ministry is hard, but he's seen the gospel break through the hardest of soils. He encouraged the leaders to remember that God can give them the grit they need to persevere. Open Doors, a ministry aimed at helping and shining light on Christians living in persecution, has released their annual list of the top 50 countries where Christians face the greatest amount of persecution. Afghanistan is at the top of the list. The ministry says the Taliban takeover of the country in 2021 led to many Christians being driven out of the country or hunted down and killed. The other countries in the top five are North Korea, Somalia, Libya, and Yemen. Globally, Open Doors counts 312 million highly persecuted Christians, or one in seven. They tallied 5,110 churches or Christian buildings attacked and almost 4,800 Christians detained for their faith, along with 3,829 Christians abducted for faith-related reasons.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at The Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Chris Turner, the communications director for the Tennessee Baptist Mission Board, made a recent trip to Selma, Alabama to walk the Pettus Bridge, where a group of civil rights activists began their 51-mile trek to the state capitol back in 1965. As the group began their journey, police violently tried to stop them. In a piece on Baptist Press, Turner talks about how the visit impacted him in a conversation with a man who was on the bridge that day. He says people must be intentional to talk to one another if America is going to achieve healing. Find stories like this and more at BaptistPress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.